from English. 2. Some sounds in foreign languages will be completely new to you. Listen very carefully to the way the teacher makes the sounds. Then imitate and imitate and imitate. 3. Exaggerate the sounds when you talk. You cannot exaggerate too much. You will probably be closer to being correct than if you don't exaggerate. Don't worry about feeling embarrassed. Everybody does at first. The more you ham it up, the better. 4. Get a tape recorder and practice with it all the time. 5. I'm serious. Get a recorder and use it often. Swimming in the alphabet soup, or don't trust familiar letters. In the last section, we talked about using your mouth in different ways. That was all about the sounds of a language. In this section, we're going to talk about new ways to look at the alphabet. Remember spelling bees? Does that take you back to the old days of struggling, of trying to learn to spell thousands of different words? Even after leaving school, we still often have problems remembering how to spell certain words. In fact, English is an awful language to learn how to spell. Why? Because the basic spelling of English words was established hundreds of years ago and has changed only slightly since then. We are forced to write words today the way they were pronounced several centuries earlier. That's why we write enough with an O-U-G-H, when what we really say is enough, like E-E-N-U-F. Or we write night with a G-H-T, when what we really say is N-I-T-E. That's why we have to go around putting on all those silent E's in English, by the way. And that's why we write nation with a T-I-O-N, when what we really say is nation, like S-H-U-N. The famous British playwright George Bernard Shaw once said that logically we could spell the word fish as G-H-O-T-I. How? G-H as in enough, O as in women, and T-I as in nation. So G-H-O-T-I gives you fish. Would you believe it? Even if that last example is a little ridiculous, it makes an important point. There is nothing especially logical about the way we spell in English. Of course, you may be starting a language that uses a completely different alphabet, such as Russian, Greek, Arabic, Hindi, or Korean. In one way, that's almost easier, because then you don't have to learn new ways to pronounce old, familiar letters. Don't ever trust familiar letters to sound like what you think they should sound like. Dozens of foreign languages use the same alphabet as we do in English, but do so in very different ways. So your first task is to forget about our alphabet as we use it in English spelling and start learning how foreigners use it to represent the sounds of their language. For example, in German and Polish, the letter W is always pronounced like V. And in German, the letter V is always pronounced like F. In Latin American Spanish, the letters double L are pronounced like a Y. It's not Camarillo, it's Camarillo. And J is pronounced like H. We say Jose and Juan, not Josie and Juan. In French, the letter H is entirely silent. It is not Le Havre, but Le Havre. In English, writing the sound sh requires two letters, S and H, to make that one sound of sh. In Polish, the SH sound is written SZ. But in Hungarian, the SH sound is written with a single letter S. And in Indonesian, the sound is written as SJ, still pronounced sh. The Turks write sh by inventing their own letter S with a little hook under it. And the Czechs write sh by taking their own letter S and putting a little cap over the top. And in Portuguese, the letter X is pronounced like sh. In short, how you write the sound sh in this world is pretty arbitrary. Confusing? Yes, it can be. But remember that you will only have to learn one new set of rules in your new language. And the chances are good that your new language will spell words in a much more logical and consistent phonetic system than English. Just ask any foreigner. He'll tell you that English spelling is considered just about the most difficult, inconsistent, illogical spelling system in the world. If you're going to study Spanish, the news is very good indeed. Spanish uses one of the most regular and simple spelling systems anywhere. So does Turkish. German is also quite logical. French spelling is a little bit harder, but still more predictable than English. And don't forget what we learned in the last section about sounds of letters. Even a T may be pronounced roughly as it is in English, but it may still be slightly different in sound. Using a pure American T will be understood, but it's one of those things that gives you what a foreigner will call an American accent. One final tip. When learning a new word, take it easy. Try sounding it out to yourself slowly, letter by letter, so that you can get it right. A lot of us have a tendency just to eyeball the new word and then blurt out the nearest thing that comes to mind. For example, if we see a word like patsa in a foreign language, that's P-A-T-S-A, we might think we recognize it right off and pronounce it pasta. But it wasn't pasta, it was patsa, which is different. So watch out, take your time, and don't let your eyes trick you. Say what's written and not what you think is written. So here are the key points again of what we have just been over. One, there is nothing natural at all about the way we spell English. Two, various foreign languages use the English alphabet to write down sounds that don't sound like our sounds. Three, be ready to pronounce familiar letters a little differently, sometimes very differently. Four, don't leap at a guess about how a word is pronounced. Take it slowly, letter by letter.